take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome back into the show. Hour number two on this absolutely terrific Tuesday, October 3rd, 2023 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, if you want Missy's private personal cell phone number and you want to call her and you want to work out a payment plan with my loyal listeners, she knows you guys. She knows you listen. She knows you listen to the show. She will work out a payment plan. Whatever she's got to do to help you, she will do it. So just text me, Missy, and I'll send you her screenshot of her private cell phone number. The owner of the company. She wants to help you. So text me, Missy, and I'll send you her private cell, and you can work out a consult with her and a payment plan that's affordable. You need this program. I want to help you. She wants to help you. We are willing to do this for you guys. I'm going to get to the day in court I didn't get to have. I was so much looking forward to presenting my arguments that I had prepared. Hours I spent in research. But Floyd and Karen texted me, St. Ignace has too many police officers and not enough crimes, so they nitpick. Four branches of law enforcement in the county, Mackinac County, City of St. Ignace, Mackinac County Sheriff's Department, state police troopers are everywhere. We have tribal police. We have Forest Service. We even have DNR. They nitpick. Well, Michigan helmet law was repealed under Governor Rick Snyder and the Republicans. The Michigan helmet law repealed ended a 40-year-old legal mandate that all motorcyclists wear protective headgear. The fatality rate for motorcyclists without helmets has been nearly twice as high as helmeted motorcyclists. There has been an overall 14% increase in head injuries for people requiring hospitalization. History of the law. Between 1969 and 2012, Michigan had a universal motorcycle helmet law, which provided that a person operating or riding on a motorcycle shall, which means must, wear a helmet on his or her head. MCL 257.658, subsection 4. It was called the universal helmet law because it applied to everyone. You following that? Class of people. You're on a bike, motorcycle, you got to wear a helmet. It was even upheld by the Michigan Supreme Court as being constitutional. And the judges listed their reasoning. Well, guess what? Why did Michigan repeal the motorcycle helmet law? Lawmakers who pushed for changes in the law claimed that a repeal of the motorcycle helmet law would boost Michigan's economy by increasing tourism. See, large motorcycle clubs, the guys that ride together, they don't go to states and tour this beautiful land we have as Michigan. The UP, Northern Michigan, they don't do it because of helmets. So it would increase tourism, increase the sales of motorcycles and related items. And they also said helmets were not effective at preventing death or serious injury. So on April 12, 2012, they passed it. Rick Snyder signed it. They created a second class of people, folks. Motorcyclists can ride a motorcycle without a helmet, even though it saves lives. But we have to use seatbelts because they claim it saves lives, and we get a ticket and they don't. That's a violation of your 14th Amendment. We're going to talk about it with Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig on the other side. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
The Well Connect end-of-the-year blowout sale is here. A factory-direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation, or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hello. Lost you.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two. I apologize for technical difficulties, but we've added Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse there in downtown Gaylord. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
Yes. It was so funny. I added you, then it hung up on you. Then I had to call you back. And it's like, really? And then it muted my mic, and it's like, okay, we got this. We got this. We can figure it out. Hey, brother, I wanted to tell you real quickly. I know you have some things you want to talk about, but my day in court yesterday, the trooper didn't show up.
That's interesting.
Yeah, the case was started. It was supposed to begin at 9 o'clock. 9:30, the clerk comes out, hands me a piece of paper. Sorry, sir, the Michigan State Trooper didn't show up in this morning, so your case has been dismissed. All fines, fees, court costs have been waived. You're free to go. And nice. I was mad. Ian, no, not nice. I was ticked
I know
off.
You want to fight it.
No. Brother, I spent hours researching the seatbelt law, researching the helmet law, the repeal of the helmet law, studying up on the 14th Amendment, which says no state shall make any or enforce any law which takes away your life, liberty, and property, which is your money for fines, fees, court costs, my time off. I had to pay Izzy to sub for the show yesterday. I had to drive to St. Ignace. I paid the toll. I had to spend money doing that. I'm already down probably $400-$500. And didn't get my day in court to present my arguments, which I had questions for the trooper, which would have absolutely proven that it was total harassment. It was not, as the intent of the law, when they passed it, was to save lives, and not intended to harass the citizens of the state of Michigan. It's in the law. It's in the statute. MCL 257.710E. Then, on top of it, they repeal a helmet law on April 12th of 2012 that creates a completely different class of people for the basis that it would increase tourism, increase the sales of motorcycles, increase other related sales items, and then say, and absolutely said this, that they did it because they did not believe that helmets saved lives or injuries. And then I had a CDC report that said exactly the opposite. Helmets save lives and helmets prevent brain injuries. I had the entire thing presented out. I was going to lay it out. I'm not an attorney, but I slept at a Holiday Inn Express last night. No, I didn't. I slept in my bed. But here's the point. I was prepared. I was loaded for bear. I wanted even to ask the judge, right, first question, is this proceeding being recorded? Because I was taking this to the appellate court, and I was going to take this to the Michigan Supreme Court. And it was all for nothing because that trooper did not show up in court yesterday.
Yeah, it's interesting that he didn't show up. I'm not surprised. I do know that it does have. Thankfully, I'm not in that situation that often, but I do know that that does happen. I wouldn't say frequently, but it does happen. But the other question is, why was that not worth his time to be in the courtroom that day? Now, of course, a million circumstances probably could have happened that led to him not being there, but one would have to suggest that it wasn't worth that trooper's time to sit there for a seatbelt ticket.
Because he knew full well the weather was beautiful. The road conditions were dry. The traffic volume was low. It was Labor Day morning, okay, in downtown St. Ignace, where there was no risk to my life, which was what the intention of the law was. As he felt my life was at risk, he felt he needed to give me a seatbelt ticket violation because my life was in danger. That was the intent of the law, not to harass citizens.
Yeah, and I have the same problem with the newly passed distracted driving law where you're not to be holding your phone in your hand anymore.
But the police officers can.
Right, police officers can, and I still see tons of people doing it. But to me, it's another excuse for them to pull you over, like tinted windows, some of these other things that
they come up
with. Yeah, yeah, they're just excuses to intrude on your privacy to try and find a crime. Now, of course, we know that this does happen, and occasionally, yes, they do find some additional crimes. But that's, to me, the intrusion of privacy right up front is what I have the biggest issue with.
Well, here's the problem. Here's the problem I have. They created two different classes of citizens in this state. Motorcycle riders who no longer have to wear a helmet, even though the CDC says it saves lives and prevents brain injury, for tourism. And I found out, do you know that $100 ticket I was going to get yesterday? Mm-hmm. Do you know where the money goes?
Where does it go?
Judges, retirement pension fund, and public libraries.
What?
Yes. I'm not kidding you. I studied this, brother. I spent hours researching this, and the judges find us guilty of these because it goes into the retirement fund and it funds your local public library. That's where the money from these seatbelt tickets go.
That seems insane to me.
Well, and here's the other component to this. You know what the officer said to me in justification when he came back with my driver's license, proof of insurance, and registration with the ticket? You know what he said? I said, really? I was ticked. I'm like, really? Being respectful. You know what he said to me? He said, well, sir, it's only a $100 ticket, and there's no points, so your insurance won't go up. Well, first of all, that's not true, because I called my insurance lady from Farm Bureau. Even though it's no points, it's still on your record, and it increases your risk score with the insurance company. Yes, your car insurance will go up, officer. You're wrong. And number two, here's the other thing he said. He said, sir, I just wanted you to be safe.
Surely.
Sure.
How many people were whizzing by you and him while he had you pulled over?
Zero. None. Not one car. I noticed that. You know what? It's amazing you say that, because I was watching my mirror. I was watching my rearview mirror. I watched him in his squad car, that blue Michigan State Trooper car. Not one vehicle passed us. That's how light traffic was Labor Day morning at 10 o'clock, whenever the heck it was. You know, wow. The thing of it is, I said, you know what? Enough is enough. Ian Murphy of the Iron Pig Smokehouse has stood up to the governor, the attorney general, the health department. This man has taken on all these people to protect his business and his employees that he is dedicated to, giving them an opportunity to make a living for themselves, being a cook and a wait staff person at the Iron Pig in downtown Gaylord. And if he can stand up to this tyrannical government taking away our freedoms, our liberties, by God, I can do the research and invest the money to do what I did yesterday over a seatbelt ticket.
Yeah, you know, I agree, and that's just what they try and do. That's what government does. It backs you into a position where you have to take a stand. And thankfully, you know, we've got some pretty good principles to stand on. But ultimately, it's just posing questions to them. Do you know what this is, right? That's what I ask every time some official came and dropped paperwork off. Do you know what's inside this? Do you know what the penalties are? Do you? And nobody knew anything. And I said, you know what? I'm going to start asking questions, and I'm going to start putting them on the spot. And you know what? It worked.
Yeah. And the thing of it is, and I got to tell you, are an inspiration. But see, I've been praying for this for years, because I wanted it to have my day in court. I didn't want it a seatbelt ticket from a city police officer. I didn't want it from a county sheriff or deputy. I wanted it from a Michigan State trooper in a blue car. And sure enough, when he pulled me over and I looked and saw that blue car, I said, yes. I actually prayed for this because I wanted to do this research. I wanted to invest the money. I wanted to take it to court, because the 14th Amendment, they have absolutely, under equal protections of the law, created three classes of people. Motorcycle riders that don't have to wear helmets, but yet we have to, you know, use seatbelts or get a ticket. And our kids in school buses. Do you know they're exempted from the law?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, first of all, little people, okay, not adults, you and me and others, if we were on a school bus or a public bus, we are big enough that we can put out our hands and grab a hold of a seat and hold on to it. Little kids don't have that ability. They're small. They don't have strong arms. God forbid it's a rollover school bus accident. Brett Gooding, former state trooper, says, you know what they become? Pinballs. Yeah. In a pinball machine. you're breaking kids' necks when that school bus rolls over, Ian, and their little bodies go up and hit that metal roof from, what, 6, 7, 8 feet? That's a high ceiling. They tip over, roll over, they're breaking necks. They are paralyzed forever. Our kids are exempted from the seatbelt laws. Are you kidding me? This is a screwed-up government in the state of Michigan.
Well, ultimately what I've figured out over the last couple of years is that logic is missing from 90% of what government does. And the ruling class or the ruling party, and I'm going to pick on both sides here.
Yes.
The ruling parties always seem to be just the same thing over and over again. And I love that you're pointing out the 14th Amendment. The 14th Amendment has just been stepped on. I mean, I don't honestly even know why we have it. I'm not saying that we shouldn't, but it's ineffectual in most things that it's trying to be applied to. Like, you know, we had this discussion last week about the 14th Amendment and some of our case and stuff like that.
Sure.
And again, it all goes back to having to stand on precedent. You look at cases that were involving 14A, and there aren't a lot of them that can draw parallels to what we were doing or what you're even trying to do.
Yeah.
But that's unfortunately where we're at in this time in our government. Is the only way that we, the people, are going to take our power back is through the judicial branch. The executive branch and the legislative branch, via dysfunction or politics, whatever you want to call it, entrenchment, those two branches are compromised in various forms. The judicial branch, I would also suggest, is, because politics has come into play there. I've seen it throughout administrative law and everything that's happened in the last couple of years. But there are good judges out there. This is where we have to get localized with the elections, with judges that we're looking at, those types of things, because these are the people locally that are making the decision. Judge Hunter, right literally across the street from us in the courthouse in Otsego County, struck down a state statute as unconstitutional. This yep. guy is elected locally. There are things in the laws that allow us to bring these things to the local jurisdictions that we're in. Thankfully, my case was able to do that.
So yeah.
This is where it's at. You know, lawfare is a word that is out there. It's a thing now. What you are doing, what I have been engaged in, this is how we, the people, take the power back. And interestingly enough, there's a U.S. Supreme Court case that's hearing oral arguments as we're speaking right now, that is taking on the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, one of the biggest government agencies in the land. And this yes. is a huge landmark case. And Justice Thomas just wrapped up his comments on separation of powers. That's exactly what our case is entirely built upon. And that is what is going to save our state and our country, is that simple doctrine, separation of powers, three separate but equal branches. And right now, they're not separate and they're not equal. And that's what we've got to bring back.
Well, and you know, the thing of it is, when the court clerk at 9:30 came out with a piece of paper in her hand and said, sir, the trooper didn't show up, therefore your case has been dismissed, all fines, fees, court costs are waived, you're free to go, I was mad, because like you, I want my day in court.
Yeah, we were upset when the Supreme Court, the appeals court, gave up the state's case. So the state decided to give up their appeal against us because yep. they had a favorable ruling. We were the same way. We actually asked the Supreme Court and the Court of Appeals to not accept their denial. So
yeah, absolutely.
We wanted the same thing, brother.
Amen. Keep fighting the fight, brother. I'm fighting it with you.
Love it.
All right. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, brother.
Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source.